You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. And on this Thursday morning, it's the 8th day of October 2015. We're in the midst of our fall fun drive, and we're hoping that you, our listeners, will help us out. Remember, about, 40% of our budget, but it's the majority of our budget comes from you, our listeners. It makes a difference. I'm sad to say we're only about a third of the way, that's about 30% of the way, to our goal at this point, and we have today and tomorrow to make it all up. The goal of $90,000. And if you have not given yet, now's a really good time, and I mean a really, really good time, to go ahead and make this phone call at 217-244-9455. If the things that you hear on this radio station, be it from NPR, from our news staff, from the ag staff, make a difference to you, right now is the important time to call. Now, if you're calling in support of ag, make sure you tell them that, or you just click the button online at willag.org, and then you'll, or willpledge.org, either one, and then you'll make sure that we know you're supporting agriculture. But however you do it, the important part is 217-244-9455, and that you do it right now. We're on our way to a really good fall pledge drive, but we have to get started a little better than we are today, so let's get things moving for the rest of this day, and certainly for tomorrow as we begin to wrap things up. Speaking of beginning things, futures are trading in Chicago a bit lower for the day in the corn pit now. Nearby contract for the December corn is down 4 cents at this hour at 392. The March at 402 3/4, 3 3/4 lower. May down 3 3/4. July off 3.5, and December down 3 3/4 for next year as well. November beans are down 7 3/4. January down 7.5, and the March at 8 1/4 lower. July of next year down 7 3/4. November beans of 2016 down 7.5 cents. By the way, that November contract on the near term at $8.83 1/4. Bean meal off $1.70. Bean oil off 29 cents. July soft red winter wheat down 4.5 at $5.27 1/4. The hard red at $5.38 3/4 is down 4 cents. Live cattle futures are off about 60 to 70 cents for the morning. So are feeder cattle, and the lean hogs are up 15 in the October, but the December contract is down 30. Dan Zwicker is with us. He's with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas, to take up this marketplace and talk a little bit about tomorrow's USDA reports and his expectations. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Todd.
Well, tell me about tomorrow's USDA report, your expectations, and whether things will change very much at all.
Well, anytime you come into a government report, I get a little nervous because of they've had problems, at least more recently, or at least seems to be more recently, of not being very good. Therefore, when you assume that they're going to change things, and it may not necessarily be the correct way to change things, you always get nervous. And I think that's what you're seeing here in the trade today. There's other factors that are negative to the trade, but you're seeing people clearing their positions in front of USDA's report just to get out of the USDA's way, because they have a lot of the reports have been volatile. They've always thrown the trade a surprise somewhere along the line, and I think that's probably going to be the case again. You know, just listening to people report their yields in corn, there might even be room for a slight downward adjustment in corn acres, maybe yield. Beans probably have been more consistently better, so I don't know if there's room for any yield adjustment, but I think there's people probably still expecting some downward adjustment in harvested acres. I also think that as a group, the trade feels USDA's demand numbers are probably on the high side of the range. So there's probably some room to make some downward adjustments in demand. Today's soybean sales were real strong, and we are making some pretty good steps toward catching up to last year's pace, but we're still off last year's sales pace in soybeans. Corn sales, you'd have to say, were disappointing here today. and they're well off last year's pace. So I think there's some in the trade that feel that there could be some downward adjustments in exports. Brazil is still supplying what appetite for export corn and beans there is around the world. Brazil is able to supply that inventory, and U.S. is just kind of coming in on the short end of the stick on that right now.
Where do we stand in your cycles?
I want to be positive, especially corn. I still think corn is climbing out of a seasonal low, and the seasonality should be able to keep it firm, I think, as we go on into the fall, or late fall, early winter. Soybeans, trying to get some seasonal strength, but the yield reports that we're hearing and farmer selling of soybeans is going to probably limit the upside potential on soybeans for a recovery rally. But chart-wise, you have to be constructive that the turn has taken place in corn. Soybeans is kind of tracing out a rounded sideways type bottom and ready for some seasonal strength. So I think when I look at it that way, I got to be in the camp that there's room for seasonal strength, but I think it's somewhat limited. Tomorrow's report is going to, you know, shed a lot of light on things, whether or not we can kind of extend this at least into the November timeframe. But once you get past the first part of November, overall seasonalities then have a tendency to begin to weaken as you approach the December delivery period, and then the big cash flow needs that farmers have starting December 1 and gradually increasing through the winter months. So that's going to be something to probably be watching once we have the seasonal strength in place. But I'm in the camp that we got some. The dollar was sharply lower here earlier this morning. It's kind of came back to unchanged as we speak. But I think that's it's all about currencies. And if we can get, if the dollar can break real hard in here, that might be the surprise factor out there that might end up helping our exports be a little better than what a lot of people are pricing in right now.
All right. We'll talk more about that again this afternoon. Thanks so much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting. He's out of Waco, Texas, joins us on this Thursday morning to take up the marketplace. Speaking of the export market, and in about half an hour from now, I'll be speaking with the Secretary of Agriculture about the TPP. We'll air that program this afternoon as an interview. U.S. Secretary Tom Vilsack confirmed again this morning will be talking with us in about half an hour. I'll put that up on the website as quickly as I can. You can go there at willag.org. Speaking of going to the website, one of the things that I really truly love about agriculture is that policy has an impact on agriculture. So the export market, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is supposed to open up greater and freer trade across those 12 countries that are working with that negotiation, is one of the things that I like to follow. I also like to follow the day-to-day trade in Chicago. Agriculture has, as a group, farmers and those involved in agriculture have more contact with the government than most other people in the nation. Decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. really do have an impact. Maybe more exports, maybe not of corn or of soybeans, but of red meat to many of these countries if the export market opens up. I do have a call into the Japanese embassy to see what their impact might be. Remember that Japan, through CGB, by the way, which is owned by their largest cooperative meat production, I won't call it a facility, but farms, might have something different to say about having red meat come from the United States into Japan rather than to import corn and soybeans. So we'll talk with them too. If this kind of information makes a difference to you and how it's connected to the world, I hope it does, maybe you can help us out as well as cooperative effort and pledge your financial support to this radio station. You can do that quickly, easily, simply at 217-244-9455 or online at willag.org, willpledge.org, and make sure you tell them you're pledging in support of agriculture at WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Make that pledge right now. Don't wait. We need your help at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. I'm Yovai Extension's Todd Gleason.